Moncrief on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Now, there are many things that humans did in the past that we would now find repellent, and with that has come a change in an attitude towards many historical figures. But can this create a bonfire in which we burn all our traditions? Tim Stanley is an historian, Daily Telegraph columnist, and the author of Whatever Happened to Tradition, History, Belonging, and the Future of the West. Tim, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. Sorry, I was on mute. Hello.
Sorry. That's all right, you're there. Sorry. Fine, you just gave us a sphincter-tightening few seconds there, but thanks for that excitement. Give us an example, Tim, of a tradition that's useful, because, as you know, I suppose we all know, there's a lot of retrospective reviewing of things we once perhaps held sacred that we don't anymore.
Oh, there are all sorts of traditions which inform our everyday lives. I mean, common law is a tradition, monarchy is a tradition, even family is a tradition. But tradition tends to have durability and depth. It plugs people into a community. It gives them a language they can use, which means they understand each other, and it also connects them to the past. So tradition isn't just very grand concepts. It's also very personal things, like fathers taking sons to a football game. They're part of a community. They learn a language, a shared language that brings them all together. And of course, this is what his father did with him. So really, it connects you to other people, gives you a sense of identity and a sense of stability in a changing world.
How does that relate to the future of the West?
It relates to the future of the West because I fear that we're turning our back on some of our traditions. We're going through one of our many common periods of trying to churn things up and move on from things. And that's understandable. Change is actually part of tradition. And in fact, I would argue the West has a tradition which is skeptical of tradition. Hmm. And it's very Western to be critical of tradition. But the risk is there are some things we are turning our backs on very fast. I mean, an example is the church. We wish to move on and progress, and I understand that. But there's a risk that we throw the baby out with the bathwater and lose some of the consolation of faith that is actually very helpful.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's something that's been going on for quite some time, the secularization of most European countries.
Yeah, absolutely. And as I say, therefore, it is part of the tradition of the West to be skeptical of religious tradition. I get that. I think it's sped up in the last few years in part because the institutions themselves are giving up on the tradition. That's a striking turn that we've taken, that I would say the traditions remain strong, but some of the institutions have actually become weak. And it's not just the church. Here in England, we have a big debate about policing, for instance. What's the right way to police? And many things that we once took for granted as to what this institution were for that reflected the traditions of policing are going out the window. And that leads to a lot of frustration. And some people don't really feel the police are doing their job the way they grew up thinking they were meant to do.
Mm. Are a lot of these things, though, related to the complexion of our societies have changed over the last few decades as well? There are many religions, there are many ethnicities. It's far more a mixed picture than perhaps it used to be.
Well, that's true. But if you're dealing with religion, I think the decline of Christianity as a given within society is more significant than the arrival of other religions. In fact, those other religions bring their own traditions, many of which actually perhaps give an impression that religion is stronger in England than it really is. Mm. And I'm grateful they're here because they actually multiculturalism has sort of compelled the modern state to treat religion seriously in a way that I suspect it wouldn't if we were simply a Christian society in decline.
Yeah, but there is that sense, I mean, I don't think England is unique in this, to treat all those the kind of immigrant religions seriously, but not necessarily the native religion, because there's a growing sense that that the back is being turned on that.
The native religion, if you can call it that, the indigenous religion, whatever, is not, I don't think it's discriminated against. I think it's disregarded because it's taken for granted. The classic example is the debate raging over why it is Britain's been so bad for so long at helping Christian refugees specifically. And there was a report not long ago which concluded that part of the reason was that because British policymakers perceived themselves as Christians, and therefore being Christian as a rich Western thing, they actually found it hard to conceptualize Christians overseas as oppressed and reluctant to seem to be critical of Islam if they spoke up too much for Christians persecuted in Islamic nations. Mm. So I don't I don't see it as a straightforward discrimination. It's more that the West is embarrassed by its past, and therefore it's starting to treat aspects of it quite badly.
Yeah, because I suppose, I mean, as you said, a part of our of the Western tradition is changing those traditions, and obviously there are parts of it we don't want to forget them, but we certainly wouldn't want to maintain them.
Yeah, that's true. And that there are some things which have passed away that one wouldn't want to come back. I mean, the status of women in society has changed dramatically. The Catholic Church, some would like to pretend it doesn't change, but actually it's very different today to what it was 50 years ago on things like ecumenicism or the status of Jews and things like that. Traditions definitely do change. They evolve over time. But of course, the strong ones are ones which remain loyal to certain fundamental principles. Queen Elizabeth II is not Queen Elizabeth I. She's nowhere near as powerful, and no one would imagine that she was there by divine right. She's now an extension of the democratic state, but she's still recognizably a monarch, and she still performs certain useful psychological roles in society that monarchs always perform.
Mm-hmm. Derek, one of our listeners, says that tradition is just peer pressure from dead people. I don't know if that's true or not. Tim, thank you so much for speaking with us today. That was Tim Stanley there, historian and columnist for the Daily Telegraph and author of Whatever Happened to Tradition, History, Belonging and the Future of the West.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.